This week's parasha, Parashas Hazria, begins with childbirth. A woman has a baby. It's very interesting how the Torah describes the baby. Daber al bnei Yisrael leimor isha ki Hazria v'yolda zachar. Describes the baby as a male. Then you get a couple of psukim later, and it tells you if the imnakeva sele, what's the din if it's a female? The pasuk after, that was pasuk hey. You get to pasuk vav, if imlois yemeitara, after a woman has a baby, male, female, there's a certain time where the dam, any blood she has is toher. After those days are complete, that is when she has to bring a korban. Vimlois yemei tara, when the days of tara are complete, that dam tara she's had. And now it changes the language. Levain or levas, it changes it. No more is it zachor and akeva, changes the language to vein or levas. Why is this change? First zachor and akeva, now vein or levas. So I heard a beautiful pshat, or I saw reading the same from Diane Swift, who was a Diane in England. He was also a Rav in LA for many years. And he says a pshat, Derech Musa, a person has children. What connects the children to you? If they follow in your footsteps, if they live the lifestyle you live. So the pasuk tells us, how do you have somebody that relates to you and is called your child? Vimlois yemei tahara. If the days are filled with tahara, if your home is filled with tahara, in your home, your oisik b'tzorachi tzibur, chesed, hachnos esarachim, tzedakah, all takes place from your home. He sees limud haTorah. He sees a Shabbos in the home. Vim lois yemei tahara, then it's levein o levas. But if it's not lois yemei tahara, then a person could have a child. It's not a ben of us. It's a zachar on a keva. It's up to you if you want that child to be yachas and have a connection and keep that chain alive of who you are. That is alpi musa. I saw the Meshech Chochma says pshat alpi pshat. Why does it change from zachar a keva to vein of us? The Meshech Chochma says that when a child is born, you don't know if the child will be a viable child, viable fetus. How do you know if it is? It takes time. According to Chazal, it's 30 days. After 30 days, it's Yotze Mechlal Nefel. It's no longer has a din of a Nefel. It's called a real child. So when the child is born, it's called Zachar Einekeva. Now when the days are Tara filled, it's for sure over 30 days already. So now the Torah can use the language, Bein Eilevas. It's the Meshech Chachmas Mahalach. It's interesting. You have a very fascinating Gemara. Of course, a very difficult Gemara to understand. Of Pevav and Bav Mitzia says like this: Kamifliga b'mesifta derakia. There was a machlokes in Shemayim, in the yeshiva in Shemayim. I guess it's called Yeshiva Shalmalo. In Baheres Kedems Lesar, if the teras is there before the hair comes there, if the Baheres is first and then the sar, the hair grows in it, the white hair. Tommy. Imsal Lovan Kaidim, if the white hair was there first and then the Beheris, then comes the Taras, Toher. What happens to Sophic? Sakurish Baruch Oimer Toher. There was a Machlaikas in Yeshiva there. Hakurish Baruch said Toher. The Kulam is Sifter Riki Amri Tomei. And the rest of the Yeshiva there argued. All the other rabbis there in the Yeshiva argued with the Rabbani Shlom. They said Tomei. So Vamri Man Noichach. So who is going to decide? How should we pass now? The Rabbi Shlom is right, or the rest of the yeshiva is right. So they said, we'll decide, Rabbi Manachmeni, he'll decide. And then they wanted to get psak from him, and he goes through a whole maisa, and in the end, it was just before his death, and he died. And he said, Kiavah konicha nafshe, when he was dying, Omar, he said, Toher, he paskund Toher. So he paskund like the Rabbi Shlom. Yotze Baskel Vamer. Baskel went out and said, Ashrecha Rabbi Banachmeni, Ashrecha Fushti on Rabbi Nachmeni, Sheguvcha Toher, Your guf is tohir, the yotza nishmoscha b'tohir. And his shama went out with tohir, with the word taro. Nofal piskam rakia b'pumbadisa. Now there he is, lying dead somewhere nobody knew. So that tzetzel came down from Shemayim in Pumbadisa, and Rabbi Manachbeni, and it said on it, Rabbi Manachbeni has been taken to Yeshiva Shalmalo. And then they went out and they found him, etc. It's very interesting. So what was the psak? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Toir. Rabbi Manachmeni Paskin Toir. You look in the Rambam, Hilchos Tumas Tzaraas, Perek Beis Halachates, says the Rambam, Sofik, if the Tzaraas came first, or the white hair came first, Harizeh, Tommy. The Rambam writes Tommy. The Rabbani Shlom said Toir, and they asked, we need a psak. Rabbi Manachmeni came along and said Toir. A Baskel came along and said that he's correct. So what's the pshat? So he says the Kesef Mishnah asks his kash in the Rambam, and he says loy bashamayim hi. So what's loy bashamayim hi? Rabbi Nachmani is on earth. He paskened. So he said, since it happened just before his death, at the time of Yitzias Neshama, that's loy bashamayim hi. Says the Chasam Sofer on that. That's a davar chodosh utmiya. Makes no sense, he says. Because he was dying when he said it, that's called Torah L'Bishamayim. So the Chasam Sofer explains the Gemara. He says, how do we know that he said Torah? Nobody heard the Baskel. And even if we heard the Baskel, that's Loi B'Shamayim here. We know those Episcopal that came down from Shemayim. And even then, even if we would have been there and heard it, all the Baskel said is, he went out with the words Torah. Didn't say what he said Toir on, who says it's to do with this din. There's only one way they knew this din, either Yohan Novi or a Chaloim. So the whole concept, the fact they knew it, is Loi B'Shamayim hi. So then they don't have to go with that. They can go with what the Chachomim see, and they can make their own psak. And that's why the Rambam paskens Tommy. Taras comes for seven different Meresh Tanchumim brings down seven different Averas he can come for. So the man who gets Taras, there's no doubt about it that he is a sinner. Asks the Nasiv in Hamak Dover, Akasha. We have different Lashonas to describe man. The Zohar says the most Choshev of all those Lashonas, Ish, Gever, Enoish, the most Choshev of all of them is Odom. So when the Torah writes the Din of Taras, how does it begin? Odom ki yiyeh besori. It uses the word Odom. Then the Nitziv asks, why does it use this language of Odom? Rabbi Nissim Alpert was a Talmud of Rav Moshe, and he said a pshat like this, that in life we make a mistake. We think the greatness of man is whether he has faults or he doesn't have faults. That is not the greatness of man. The greatness of man is if he recognizes his faults, if he wants to be misaken his faults. Chazal tell us, Odom ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechteh. Odom, there's no man. Odom, that greatness of man. There's no man out there who doesn't do a chet. The great man, though, wants to improve. He's not content to remain the way he is. So Odom, that outstanding personality, has Taras. What happens? He comes to Aaron HaKohen. He says, Rabbi, how can I improve myself? I want to change my ways. He comes to Aaron HaKohen for improvement. I want to rid myself of my thoughts. That is why Neged Taras begins with the word Odom. It's not an indictment of man to be imperfect. It's an indictment of man for a person to be willing to remain imperfect, to remain the way he is, to be less than great. The minimum the Torah requires of you is the maximum. Everybody can improve the way they are. A person who wants to improve, that is a person who's called an Odom. Another mahalach of why it uses the language of Odom is, the Chazal tell us, very simply, Atem Kriim Odom, Ve'ein oivdei kechavim kriyim Odom. Odom, Goyim do not have that title, Odom, which we said is the choshva term for a person. And they're obviously Shmemayit Egoi from Saraz. This Chazal, Atem Kriyin Odom, Einoiv Dikicham Kriyin Odom, was sent by Reb Meir Shapiro to Mendel Bayliss, to his trial, to help him answer the question. When he was accused, there was a blood libel, he was accused of murdering a Christian child to use his blood for the matzahs. So one of the questions the court asked was, Chazal say, Atem Kriyin Odom, Ve'einoiv Dikicham Kriyin Odom. So it means you look at goyim as not Odom. They're not human at all. And that's why you believe they're like behemoths. You can kill a goy. It's part of your Talmud. So Rav Meir Shapiro sent him the answer. And the answer is that Klal Yisrael kol Odom means one person. We are like one. That means when there's a Jew suffering in one part of the world, every Jew in the world takes interest. Those boys that were taken to jail in Japan, there wasn't a Jew in the world who didn't care about them. The Tehillim that was said around the world, the millions of dollars were collected. And the truth is, in the end, they got them out. With the Rabashkin, you see the caring that takes place around the world. You see how much one Jew cares about another Jew. You do not see this in any nation, that type of caring, with every person caring like that. Atem Kriyin Odom, we are called one person. Of course, Goyim are human. But one goy doesn't care, a goy in Paris doesn't care what happens to a goy in New York. I don't know how many goyim who live in Africa know about Trayvon Martin in Florida or care about him. It is all a matter of, by Yidden, we care. One Jew cares about another. And that is why the term Odom is a very unique term. Because every other Lashon can be in plural as well. The word Ish is Anoshim. Gever is Gevorim. Odom, there is no plural term at all. Because Klal Yisrael, there's no plural. We are like one, we're unified as one. And that is why a Jew speaks Lashon Hara. He's trying to break up this unity. He's attacking Klal Yisrael, he's attacking that Odom. So you're attacking Odom. Odom here, Ba'erbis, sorry, Saraz. It's causing a rift in that Odom. And that is why he can get Saraz. But by a Goy, what is it being Mavdil? When a Goy speaks about another Goy, he's not taking part Odom. He's not taking part of such a concept. And therefore, he cannot get Saraz. The Rechaim HaKodesh says that it sounds like a Goy is better than a Jew. A Goy doesn't get Saraz. A Jew gets Saraz. So he says, Pshat is, look at the possum. Odom ki yiyah bo'or besori. He gets on the skin of his flesh. It doesn't penetrate. It's only in the chitzonius. A Goy Saraz isn't going to be Matai the Goy. By a goy, it's going to be inside as well. And therefore, it has to use the term Odom, because it's only a Jew who has it just on the outside. It's very easy for a Jew to misaken what the problem is. The Pasuk begins with, Zois Tiye Taras Hamatzaira. And there's a very famous Chazal on that pasuk. And there are so many interpretations in this Chazal. You look at any sefer on Parshas Metzora, you will see a pshat in this Chazal. Maisa Bereichel Echo, there's a story of the peddler. Shoy Machse B'Yoris went around the cities. And he called out and he says, Man boy le mizben samchaim, who wants to buy the potion of life? So everybody came running. Rabbi Yanai also came to him. He said, no, it's not for you. You don't need it. So he begged him, please, please, I want it. He took out a sefer tehillim. And he showed him the pasuk, Mi o ish e chafetz chayim. What does it say after that? That is how a person gets chayim. You want life. Is don't speak Lashon Hara at all. Rabbi Yanai said, wow, all my life I read that pasuk. And I never understood pshat until this peddler came along and taught me pshat in the pasuk. Now, I don't think any of you here had difficulty in understanding the pasuk. Mi ho ish echavitz chayim, ayev yom nevtoiv, nevtoiv shen chmeiro, osvasecha midabe mirma. I think even you can handle that. Taichin the pasuk. Rabbi Yanai didn't understand, he says, until this peddler told him pshat in the pasuk. Like I said, there's many pshatim to understand the Medrash. I'll share with you one pshat now that I saw. is that this in the Sefer Shul Rav brings down this pshat, that when he said man bo isam chaim, who wants a potion of life, Rabbi Yanai understood the posik, of course, mir isam chaim, you want life, but the word life is a very general term. It's a term that encompasses every type of life, a life of being content, a life which is long, a life which is short, a life with constant troubles. It's all called life. Life on a respirator is also called life. So he understood, Mir Shechavetz Chaim, you'll get life for it. Rabbi Yana came and was Mechadish, that when a person doesn't speak Lashon Hara, it's not that type of life you get. It's not the plain meaning of life. It means a Chaim Tovim, a life of meaning. Not a life of just going through the motions. A life of eating and sleeping. Life is not life at all if a person doesn't have goals, if a person isn't accomplishing. You want to feel accomplished in life. Mio isha chavetz chaim, you want to live a real life. Make it a little clearer. The Ketzois says something similar, but it makes clear what we just said. He gives a moshel. But I won't use his marshal, I'll do a slightly different marshal to the Ktsois. It's the same idea. There was once a man, and he was saying over. He says, when I was a young boy, I was in elementary school. I couldn't take it, elementary school. The teachers were always bothering me. I was dying to finish and get out of elementary school and go to high school. When I got to high school, I was dying to finish high school. It was so annoying there. Then I couldn't wait to get to college. I went to college. And when I was in college, I was dying to get finished and go to work. And then I was dying to get married. And then I was dying to have children. And then when I had the children, I was dying to marry after children and get some manucha a little bit. And then I was dying to retire. And now I'm just dying. In other words, if you don't have a purpose in life, it sounds great, I'll get to the next point and then it'll be terrific. Without having purpose, without having meaning, life is nothing. There are people who, the days just go by. And there's people, like the posuk says, oyev yomim. You want to be an oyev yomim, to enjoy every day, to live for the days that are going by. The days you're living today, not to live for tomorrow, for the summer, for camp, to live for the day right now, an oyev yomim, to live a life with meaning. Just last night, I was telling a bocha who wasn't doing so well at the moment. So I told him over, I think I've mentioned it to you before, of there was somebody who died. And when he woke up on the other side, whatever that means, he wakes up and an angel comes over to him. And he says, what happens now? And the angel said to him, whatever you want. He says, what do you mean whatever I want? Well, what do you want to do? He says, well, I wouldn't mind a good meal. He says, fine, I'll get you a good meal. He says, what? So he asks the angel, what is there for a good meal? He says, whatever you want. Anything? He says, yeah. So I'd like a steak from Prime Grill. And he gives his order and what he wants to eat. He has his meal. He says, what do I do now? He says, whatever you want. You know, I wouldn't mind a bed. They get him a duck's mattress to sleep on. And he has a nice nap. And he gets up and says, I'd like to play some golf. Take him to a golf course. After that, he'd like a swim. He has a swim. And everything he wants to do is, wow, this life in heaven is amazing. He's really enjoying it. And then he decides to take another nap. He'd like to read a book. And he goes through this a day, 2 days. He's doing this for a month. It's like a schmuck, a time of his life. And I'm sure every one of you is thinking, sounds a pretty good life. Then he goes by 2 months of it, 3 months of it. And then one day, the Malach says to him, what would you like to do now? He says, I don't know. He says, you know, should I do some golf? No. And whatever he thinks to do, being there, done that, is there anything else? He said, whatever you want, you can do. He tries something else. Another month goes by. And then he can't take it anymore. And he says to the Malach, you know, like, there's anything? He says, anything you want. He says, you know, I just can't take this anymore. You know what? I'm fed up a little bit with heaven. I'd like to try the other side. Let me try the other place. So Malach turns to him and says, what makes you think you're in heaven? In other words, life without meaning is mamash, the opposite of heaven. It sounds like a wonderful life. Go to Florida and watch those people who retired. And they sit every day waiting to be able to go for the 3:30 early bird supper. You get a special price if you go at 3:30 for your supper. And they read the New York Times, then they sit in the deck for a couple of hours, waiting for the next thing to take place. They were so excited when they retired. They're going to be able to play golf. They're going to be able to enjoy life. They're bored out of their minds. You know how many people retired and then gone back to work again? Because they felt there was no meaning in their lives. And this is something Bachram strive for. I'd love to be able to do nothing. And that is something which sounds great in theory, but in practice it isn't. If you want to be an Oyev Yomim, your life has to have meaning. Good Shabbos.